seventh week, fifth day. Banner B. Christians. It was a glorious night of midsummer. A moon at full and a host of stars lit the whole bee garden with a soft crystalline light, while ever so slight a breeze tipped the treetops. At the door of one of the hives, the old beekeeper came to a stop, and we listened to a sound like distant sea waves advancing and retreating. It was a sibilant note and persistent. "Those are the fanner bees at work," whispered the beekeeper. "It is their job to keep the hive sweet and fresh. They are standing inside with their heads lowered, facing the center of the hive. Their wings are moving so rapidly that if you could see in, you would think they were just a gray mist. These bees draw out the bad air through the one side of the hive, while pure air is sucked in from the other." As I stood listening to the fanner bees, I felt strangely close to one of nature's great wonders, the mystery of bee life. The old beekeeper lit a candle and held it near the hive. Instantly the light went out, extinguished by the strong air current. Those infinitesimal bee wings moving in unison could make a draft to quench a candle. Think of it. If there was enough fanner bee Christians as keen on their jobs as those bees are on theirs, whispered my friend, wouldn't the world be sweet and fresh? And I thought of the shut-ins, the aged and invalid, who think their active days of service are past. And I knew that if they could think of themselves as fanner bees and could be united in spirit with the others like them in this nation, the power of their prayers would be fabulous. Glenn Clark's choice of scripture for today is from the book of Matthew, chapter 8, verses 14 and 15. "And when Jesus was come into Peter's house, he saw his wife's mother laid and sick of a fever. And he touched her hand, and the fever left her, and she arose and ministered unto them.